a transitional housing program for homeless women and their children, is fighting eviction from its rental house in Northwest Charlotte, while also raising money to buy its own home. WFAE's David Borax has an update on Gracious Hands as part of our ongoing series, Finding Home.
Gracious Hands has helped dozens of homeless women find jobs and get into permanent housing since 2015. But this summer, the landlord of its home off NC-16 decided not to renew the lease and began eviction proceedings after a dispute over repairs needed to meet codes. Director Sonja Chisholm is up against the clock.
So we're doing a campaign called Saving Gracious Hands. We have a GoFundMe page where people can donate to help us purchase a house.
Her goal is $200,000. A previous fundraising dinner in August brought in about $21,000 to help with a down payment. The fundraising group Share Charlotte is helping out by making Gracious Hands one of its beneficiaries for the nationwide Giving Tuesday, November 27th. Chisholm says time is short for the home and for the four families living there right now.
It's the holidays. It's getting ready to get cold. So I'm going to fight with everything in me. The last thing that I need is for them to become homeless again.
Chisholm is spending a lot of time these days looking at houses to buy or to rent for the short term in case they're evicted. It's slow going because many landlords won't rent to a program like Gracious Hands, and the nonprofit may need an exemption to city zoning rules that limit group homes. The eviction case is back in court December 10th. Chisholm says if they lose and can't find another home,
these women will be homeless. Like one of them told me, well, Ms. Sanja, I end up back in my car with my 12-year-old daughter. Can't allow that to happen.
Chisholm says she's just praying that everything goes all right. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.